from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kerry to meet with dissent cable authors. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet with department employees who submitted a cable calling for a more muscular U.S.-Syria policy, although the State Department has stopped short of saying that Kerry agrees with their position. Asked by reporters on Monday if he'd read the so-called dissent cable, Mr. Kerry acknowledged, said he had. It is very good, he said. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
I think what the secretary was referring to was that he did read it, that he found it to be a well-written argument. And as for meeting with the authors, he has expressed an interest in meeting with at least some of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so I don't know that we'll be able to pull off a single meeting with each and every one of them there, but he has expressed an interest in talking to them, and we'll do that in due course.
The diplomat's request, submitted through the department's internal dissent channel, became public last week after it was leaked to several news organizations. Stephen Zunis is a Middle East scholar with the University of San Francisco.
Clearly, there are those in the State Department who feel very strongly that they're out of both the moral imperative and long-term U.S. interest, that more direct military intervention, support for regime change, if you will, or at least a minimum amount of intervention to relieve the suffering population.
And according to Zunis, it's a bit of a surprise coming from the State Department.
Ironically, I think the bigger objections were raised from the Pentagon. And though historically it's been the people in the State Department that have cautioned about military intervention and the people in the Department of Defense who've been more eager to promote it, in this case it might be the other way around.
This is VOA News. An estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last 3 days, placing a strain on agencies providing aid. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared an Iraqi victory in Fallujah, but Iraqi fighters still face snipers and bombs as they fight to eliminate IS militants who've held the city now for more than 2 years. 8 days after the deadliest mass shooting in American history, the U.S. Senate voted down a series of proposals to restrict those eligible to buy firearms and expand screening of gun purchasers. Late Monday, Republicans blocked two long-standing proposals that Democrats championed with renewed vigor after Islamic State-inspired shooter Omar Mateen killed 49 clubgoers and wounded 53 others just over a week ago in Orlando, Florida. Senator Dianne Feinstein from the state of California.
The Orlando attack again exposed a dangerous loophole in our law that allows known or suspected terrorists to legally purchase guns through the National Criminal Instant Background Check System, known as NICS. We call this loophole the terror gap.
One measure would block those on a variety of federal terror watch lists, including those barred from flying, from buying guns. Another would expand mandatory background checks for firearms purchases to include gun show and internet sales. Both measures failed to get the 3/5 backing required to be attached as amendments to pending legislation in the Senate. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack occurred in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off explosives, killing 14 and wounding another 8. Those killed were security guards who were part of a company looking after the security of the Canadian embassy in Kabul. The Taliban almost immediately claimed responsibility. Intelligence officials in Iran today have broken up what they call the biggest terrorist plot to ever be conceived against Tehran and other areas of the country. This according to Iran's state news agency, IRNA. In a statement, the intelligence ministry announced that it had thwarted plans by a Takfiri terrorist group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. The term Takfiri is a derogatory word used to describe Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. The National Security Council Secretary Ali Shamkhani said the attack was planned to coincide with the Muslim holiday of Ramadan. And the sun-powered Solar Impulse aircraft has taken off from Kennedy International Airport in New York on what is expected to be a 90-hour transatlantic flight to Spain, 15th leg of a round-the-world journey for the first time using only solar energy. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.